Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy. We're doing it right now. If you ever want to be on, 833-563-2539. Give us a call. We can set that up. Or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram. That's probably the best way. Radio Now AM Show. This morning, we're talking to Megan. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey there. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really need your help.
All right. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know what I should do in this situation. On Tuesday, I was sitting at my desk at work, and I'm an accountant, so I basically work by myself in my office all day, listening to, of course, you guys, and, you know, music and stuff or whatever. I dropped my headphones underneath my desk, and when I went down to, like, you know, pick them up, I saw a freaking voice recorder in the back corner underneath my desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then not only that, but on the back, there was a label on it with my boss's freaking name.
I would absolutely panic.
Yes. Like, I can't even believe that she's been, like, she's spying on me, and I'm pissed.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, just, it's disrespectful, and the lack of trust is disgusting.
That's a total invasion of privacy.
But wait, at your work, though, sorry here, Megan. Like, here at our work, we have cameras everywhere. Like, we know that we're being recorded. I don't know if we're being audio recorded, like, in here when the mics are off. But is there anything at your work that you kind of sign that you know, hey, there's going to be recording at all times?
No. Absolutely not. And I'm sure it's just me. Like, her and I have actually, like, never really gotten along. And she's the worst person to me, and she definitely, like, calls me out more than everyone else in the office, and it's obvious that she hates me. You know, she's just this grumpy old woman that expects, you know, your life to only be work.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I do not like this kind
That's
of people.
That's not Liv's type. Liv's like, man, you need to chill. You
yes,
gotta relax, man.
Absolutely.
Positive vibes only.
I mean, I want to confront her, obviously, but at the same time, I don't, because, to be honest, I've been calling my boyfriend basically every day when I'm alone in my office and shut the door and venting about her and talking about her behind her back.
Oh, crap. So she might have heard everything you've been saying.
That is so cringy.
I don't know. I don't even know how long it's been there, but I don't know. If I confront her, then she can confront me for the things I've been saying about her.
Like, how bad are the things that you've been saying about her? Because I, sometimes when I'm angry, I can say really messed up things.
And by the way, Megan, if they're swear words, you need to make sure you don't say
them. Yeah, do not say the actual swear words, but what kind of things are you saying about her?
I mean, they're actually pretty horrific. I've said things like, her heart is as cold as gallons of ice cream she eats by herself every night.
Oh my god!
Well, fat shaming the boss now. Okay.
I told him that her hair looks like Larry David's nostril hair.
That one's just funny.
I've definitely made comments about her and her husband's sex life, saying things like, "Yeah, he probably spends more time with his hand in the bathroom than he does with her, because you know the beige tile is more interesting and attractive."
Oh no.
I mean, it is pretty mean, but you know, I'm just venting. I mean, I can't even tell you how many zoo animals I've probably compared her to. But yeah, it's just, sometimes you just need to, like, get it out and vent, and it's just in the heat of the moment, you know? It's nothing
I would never do that at work.
But if you're there, our job's different because we're not there all day long and we have zero privacy. Like, we do share this room with so many people. But if you have an office by yourself and you think that you're in confidence, like, no one can hear you, then I kind of get where she's coming from, just like venting and kind of just like letting it out, or else it'll just build up. So I get that. But my stomach would literally be dropped in knots and churning all at the same time if I were you. Because I wouldn't want to confront her, because I wouldn't want her to bring up any of the things I've said, because I hate confrontation. So like, that would make me so anxious.
Yeah. That's where I am, because like, I want to say something, but then I don't want to have to deal with the fact of the things that I said.
Right.
But, I mean, technically, I didn't do anything wrong. Really.
You didn't do anything like illegal.
Someone isn't that isn't against the rules.
Hey, Joe, this is the part where you play the audio I have of Liv when we secretly recorded her.
Oh, all shut
right,
up.
So here's
the she was talking trash about you and me,
oh,
Joe.
I know Liv talks mad trash about me when I'm out in the room.
Shut up.
Every day,
I do not.
Every day around 7:30, 6:30 Central
if
when
I'm
I go to the bathroom.
If I'm going to talk trash, I talk it to your face.
False. But listen, not to throw a wrench into this whole system here, but Megan, what if this actually isn't your boss that's recording you? What if somebody else just put your boss's name on there? How are you going to prove that it's actually, let's say, Susie Smith is her name? How are you going to prove it's her recorder?
Oh, my gosh, that's so
like, anybody
true.
Could put it on there.
But you think? Like, you think someone would be that deviant?
Do you think her boss would be that stupid? I mean, I guess you know your boss, Megan, more than I would. But listen, when I record you guys, I mean, if I was to record you guys, I would not leave a recorder that says Joe Pesh recorder on it or Joe Pesh. Like,
right.
I would not leave my name associated with it. I might put it there and leave it like, oh, my God, that must have been the cleaning person who did that.
So you think it was maybe someone else in her office?
I'm just
and
saying.
And then they mysteriously put the boss's name.
I'm saying that it could be the boss if they're stupid and they have a recorder, but I don't think any boss is that dumb to record you, or fellow employee for that matter, to put their name on it. You trace it back to them. That just makes absolutely
right.
No sense. Can you hang on, Megan?
Yes, sure.
All right, 833-563-2539. That is 833-563-2539. Also, if you want to hit us up, Radio Now AM show for group therapy today. Megan's not sure what to do after finding a voice recorder in the office with her boss's name on it under her desk. She wants to confront her boss, but she's worried, crap, what if she's heard everything? What would you do in this situation? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Well, Megan, group therapy, our goal is to help you. We got some people on the phone. Let's see what they got to say this morning. We'll go to Porkchop first because he's the expert on the show.
Well, real quick, I had Joey on the phone. Unfortunately, I just lost him. But he said that he worked for a digital firm or something here in town. And he said a bunch of him and his coworkers were in an office. And then he said all of a sudden they got a phone call from their boss. And the boss was like, hey, do me a favor, put it on speakerphone. And he was like, just so you know, I don't appreciate you guys berating me for the last 37 minutes, and you're all fired.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, man, I wish we would have had Joey on the phone for that.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. But can you even be fired for that?
I think your boss can do whatever the heck they want.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have gotten a lawyer involved, but.
Well, there you go. Don't talk trash. Megan, let's go to our first line here. Looks like we got Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, you're on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show for group therapy. What do you want to say?
I agreed with Joe about it. Like, maybe someone put it in there with their boss's name on it. Is there anyone in her office that she's ranted to about her boss?
Oh, yeah, Megan. Like, do you have somebody you've been confiding in, or just kind of you let it all out to them, too?
I mean, we definitely talk, but I mean, not, I don't just do it openly to everybody, but I do have some friends, or I think I have friends in the
right.
office that I will share my frustrations with, for sure.
I personally probably would, if you have like a work email that has everyone in it, just, I would be straightforward and be like, hey, I found out whoever's voice recorder under my desk. That's just personally me.
Interesting. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you, Caitlin. Let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa, what'd you want to say?
Hi, I was saying that she should just throw it away.
Throw the tape recorder away?
Yeah. What are the chances of her boss coming up to her and asking, hey, where did my voice recorder go?
So interesting. Like, you don't think her boss will admit to it being her, so if it just goes missing, then it'll all just kind of disappear like it never happened.
Oh, yeah, especially if she didn't sign anything to let her know, hey, there's a chance you might be recorded throughout the day, especially because of that.
Wow.
Interesting. Honestly, that's not a bad idea. I feel like that's the best idea I've heard because you can – hopefully you won't be confronted about that either.
I'm wondering if anybody listening, 833-563-2539, if you've actually maybe recorded somebody at work or you've heard about this happening before. I got to imagine, depending upon states, it's got to be highly illegal to do that. Let's go to Angel this morning. Hey, you're also on with Megan for group therapy. What do you want to say, Angel?
Yes, I was just going to say, I was thinking maybe, I don't know why her boss would do that to begin with or anybody. But she must have, whoever put it underneath there, maybe she found out that she heard it and she knew what she was saying. So she put her name on it because she wanted her to know that she was the one, she heard all the stuff that she said about her.
But do you really think a boss would do that? I mean, I just don't think a boss would do that. I get what you're saying, but what if there was a way to get in trouble? I would not want to put my signature on, like, yeah, I did the crime.
Right, but she probably said maybe the things that she was saying, she figures maybe she won't be confronted or something about it, depending on how horrible of things she was saying about her. She'd be too embarrassed to confront her.
Right, that's true.
Angel, thank you. We'll do one more call real quick. We got Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show for group therapy. You got Megan on the phone, too, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I don't know about in Indianapolis or anything like that, but here in Texas, it's illegal to record someone without their consent.
Really?
So I would first get a lawyer involved and then further ask the boss if they actually had a recorder. If they don't, then okay. If they do, then check and see if it's still there when you have it in your possession.
Or see if it's the same brand.
Yeah, it's the same brand as well.
Jeremy, look at you, man. You got all the knowledge. Thanks for listening this morning on the 92.1 Radio Now there in Houston. Megan, do we have any social media for
Yes, we do. So Shelbs on Twitter says, Indiana is an at-will state for firing, so the boss doesn't have to disclose the reason, nor do they have to have one for firing
unless they do something illegal, though, right?
Well, I mean, if they do, no, but the boss can still fire someone without any cause, basically.
Even for illegally recording someone, if it is illegal here?
Well, she might get charged, but she can fire her before she even gets charged.
Interesting.
Hey,
okay.
Megan, if anything happens, especially if you get fired, make sure you follow up with us, okay? You got our number for off air, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, I hope we gave you a little bit of help this morning.
Good luck. I hope she kind of figures out what to do. I hope someone gave good advice for her.
Yeah, no kidding. That is group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Liv, I just can't stand Joe. Like, seriously, I just wish.
Pork chop.
Is he in the room?
In the room.
Thanks, guys.